Alright, well, today we're going to talk about The Innocence of Children involving the book The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. So basically in the book we have two characters, which are Bruno and Shmuel, and they're both pretty innocent children. And we know that they're innocent because they're very ignorant to what's going on behind the scene of the book. For instance, Bruno doesn't necessarily know that his father is in charge of a concentration camp. And so he thinks that he's just there and moving to a new place. And when he sees the Nazis give the symbol of the hand, he thinks it's just a way of saying goodbye or hello. And that proves his innocence because he doesn't know that he's actually praising Hitler, who is killing all these people. And we also see this when Bruno thinks that the pajamas that the Jews are wearing are just pajamas, and he doesn't realize that they're uniforms to specify who the Jews are. And Bruno just thinks that they're there, and Bruno thinks that the kids are allowed to play, which they're not. And Shmuel tries to explain to him that they're not there to play, that they're not allowed to play. And Bruno doesn't really understand that because he doesn't know that they're prisoners. And basically, that's the whole point of the book, because Bruno doesn't know what's going on because he's ignorant. Obviously, he's kept ignorant because he's a child and he doesn't really understand what's fully going on. And it's not like Shmuel can tell him because Bruno's not going to understand.